a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. This is episode number 679, and may we be the first to wish you a very happy new year.
Well, you almost did it. You almost did it.
Almost did what?
You almost won the cover 5 again.
Yeah, how about that?
But you faded late.
I did it. I bet on the wrong horse. I didn't know Jimmy Garoppolo was real.
Yeah,
and in the end, it was San Francisco that ended up separating me from Danimal. Yeah, won it last year, runner-up this year, and it stinks. Second place might as well be 190th place.
First loser.
That's what you always say about runners-up, that you're the first loser. And we had a lot of fun doing Cover 5. Thanks, everybody, for playing with us this year. And now, Danimal, you'll be making arrangements to get Danimal his Capriati's gift card.
That's exactly what he's going to get as soon as I know who Danimal is.
I know the guy's last name because I follow him on Twitter. We'll work on getting
Danimal,
it.
Danimal, you need to reach out to us.
I don't know if she's got like some sort of cult of sycophants that are feeding this, or if this is something she demands. I mean, it'd be like...
Are the gifts about her, too? Like, if you win something, it's underwear with her face on it?
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, during the game show, right, they explain how the game works with cartoons of, like, six Ellen DeGeneres is playing the game. And then it's like, okay, you're going to put this puzzle together. It's a puzzle of my face. She's asking trivia questions. The question was, when is Earth Day? Right? She somehow makes it, you know, my birthday's on January 26th. So when is Earth Day?
Eddie Albert's birthday.
Yes. It's April 22nd. Everybody knows that. Of course, nobody knew that. And then these dummies...
Would they have accepted Eddie Albert's birthday?
I doubt it.
It's not wrong.
They were. I mean, I'm watching this, and it was so bad I couldn't stop watching it. They're asking trivia questions. What name an American car company? Honda.
Ooh.
Was the answer. Name an African country. Africa was an answer. And then the gimmick is that they're all tied on these, they're put in these harnesses so that when they answer a question incorrectly, they get pulled up to the ceiling of the studio. And she looks at the camera.
I can't say I hate that.
She looks at the camera and says...
You like that a little bit.
Yeah, that part was funny. We all enjoyed that, watching these people get blasted. But she looks at the camera and she's like, what the contestants don't know is when they get an answer
wrong... We'll leave them there.
When they get an answer wrong, we're going to blast them up to the ceiling. Well, the contestants are 3 feet behind you.
Well,
and also, they put harnesses on.
And once they blast you,
yeah,
you're in on it.
Well, yeah, that's also a thing. I would think once you go on the Ellen DeGeneres game show and they put you in a harness, you have some idea that you're going to be flying, right?
Have you ever had a harness put on and you didn't know why?
No, every time I've worn a harness, I explicitly understood what was happening. Whether it was a zip line or whatever other reason I would be in a harness, I've had some understanding. It wasn't like I was just eating lunch and then a harness was on me. Like, well, I don't remember putting this on, but I'll just keep eating my sandwich. And then, whoa!
It's like when the gorilla at the Quad City Thunder game was stuck in the harness.
Now, see, that's just good.
And then they had to actually bring in a fire truck onto the court.
During the game?
To get him out.
During the game?
Yes.
No kidding.
Stranded up there.
Now that's CBA action.
It was CBA action.
Meanwhile, the Mallards, I think, have lost their 12th game in a row.
That I don't know.
They've played...
I cannot confirm that.
They've played more than 40 games.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to 2 games.
Yes.
And I've witnessed 25% of their wins. It's not going great for the Mallards this year.
So they will not be making the playoffs. I guess if you...
Oh, I don't know. Probably they will.
There are other minor league baseball teams that do very well in in the Quad Cities. Or minor league teams.
Yes. I
guess you don't even have to be as specific as baseball teams.
No. There's only one baseball team that
Champs.
Does really well.
Champs.
Midwest League. The champs.
I should be getting my ring soon.
Do you get a ring
Would
for being
like
part of
the... Would
you like to see it? No, I think that's hilarious. Do you really get a ring for being part of the organization for the championship?
Oh, I do.
When are you going to wear it?
Huh?
When will you wear it?
I'll wear it at the games.
Oh, God. That's going to be wonderful to go and see.
And I will, I'll use it. I'll use it on people.
I have to mention Dave Heller's out looking at new roller coasters to buy. Isn't this the weekend that he goes off to Florida to go buy new roller coasters?
It could be.
That's fun. Also, I don't know if you saw this local note. Kelly's Irish Pub is going to be having their St. Patrick's Day party.
They're going to do it.
Yes.
Because they don't... It's not going to be occupied before then?
No. They won't be doing it on 53rd Street.
Oh, they're going to
be doing it in downtown Davenport in conjunction with the Front Street Brewing people. Okay. So they'll be at the tap room there, not far from where your work is.
Well, that might make things very convenient.
So they still will be having the Kelly's Irish Pub birthday or the St. Patrick's Day party with the tents and the bands and all of that. So that's still happening.
Yeah, right. There's, there with the parade.
But meanwhile...
Because that'll fall on it. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year.
This is 2018 in a nutshell. Wrap your head around this. Both St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo happen on Saturdays, right?
Okay.
Valentine's Day is also Ash Wednesday, and Easter happens on April Fool's Day. That's 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
It'll just keep you guessing.
So... The fairgrounds, the guy that runs the Mississippi Valley Fair was like, well, Kelly's isn't around anymore. I guess we'll have the big St. Patrick's Day party here at the fairgrounds.
Oh, no.
So they make their announcement. And then, 20 minutes later, the other announcement is made. And then they're like, to the fairgrounds guy, there's an article in the Times where they're like, you know, Dan Kelly is going to be having a party on the river. And he's like,
oh, boy.
I was not aware.
I did not know that.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
And I've already booked all those leprechauns.
Ah! there's no refund on a leprechaun deposit.
You do not cancel on a leprechaun.
I know it seems silly when it's negative 12 degrees to be talking about St. Patrick's Day, but we need to talk about St. Patrick's Day because
sure.
I don't know how else to get through. They're saying basically an Arctic bomb is about to go off on the West Coast where it's essentially a hurricane is going to be happening there.
A frozen hurricane.
With polar vortex-like temperatures, and yeah, that's all you're going to be hearing about.
I wonder if
they
have anything that they can take their minds off of that on the West Coast.
No, the East Coast.
Oh,
did I say West Coast? I'm sorry. The East Coast, the Eastern Seaboard. Yeah, what are they calling it? The Eastern Seaboard, they're calling it a polar bomb, I think is what they're calling it. Which sounds like it could be fun.
No, a polar plunge is fun.
Not really.
Not a polar.
Not really. Bomb cyclone is what they're calling it. The bomb cyclone will blast the East Coast right before the polar vortex uncorks tremendous cold late this week.
Is Ian Ziering in this one?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, not this time.
Yes, a monster storm will
Frozen
hammer.
Sharks.
It will hammer coastal locations from Georgia all the way up to Maine with ice and snow.
Frozen hammerhead sharks.
By Thursday, the exploding storm will, in many ways, resemble a winter hurricane battering easternmost New England with potentially damaging winds in addition to blinding snow. They're calling it the bomb cyclone, everyone. Get ready for it because it's coming and it's
on
a situation.
FX.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have that to deal with. So, I don't know.
Co-starring Tara Reid.
Tara Reid looks very confused in Bomb Cyclone. Yeah, that's welcome to the new year.
I'm going to go try to get this boob job fixed. For the 10th time.
She does keep trying
Yeah. Kind of the same thing. You get the same thing from her.
And the thing is, Tara, they were great.
No, they were fine to begin
with.
There
was no need to monkey around with your boobs. And now it's all this. I got five things to talk
sure
about
you
if
do.
You're interested.
The Should Dave we? And Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater, where they've got movies coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg on Saturday, January 27th. This'll warm the cockles of your heart. All the Queen's Horses, the Rita Crunwell documentary.
I can't wait to see this movie.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
I can't wait to see this movie because I want someone at some point in the movie to go...
Well, they're
going to
be interviewing other people,
yes,
right?
Yes,
they have to.
I want to know what they have to say about how this woman got away with it.
Well,
you know, in retrospect, maybe the fact that she was making $30,000 a year and owned 500 show ponies should have been something of a tip-off.
Let's just say that we don't think it's going to happen again.
Well, safeguards have been put in place.
On Valentine's Day at Sleepless in Seattle on Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, and also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Black, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. We should mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. And hail Danimal 1060.
Mm-hmm.
Bragging rights.
Yes.
And you'll be getting your $50 Capriati's gift card. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. You'll be knowing that very, very soon because everybody loves Capriati's. You should mention Nacho Radio. If you do so, you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Ordered a large.
And, the big boy.
Yeah, and we just finished it last night. It took a week and a half, but we made it happen.
Hey, cut it up and
just number one.
Have a little this, have a little bit of this.
So this Carrie Underwood is in the news.
Yeah, what has happened?
I don't know, but I think I'm here for it. I think I'm all on board for this one.
So what you're saying is, what's behind the curtain,
yes.
I'll take it.
Oh my goodness.
I'll take
Carrie Underwood with a facial scar? It's like, not since the kid with the chocolate bar bumped into the fatso who was just eating peanut butter out of the jar has there been such a happy accident. She says she needed more than 40 stitches to her face. Now, we knew that she had a fall outside her home in November.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was in the news, that she had had a pretty serious fall. But we did not know until recently that she messed up her face to the point where she needed somewhere between 40 and 50 stitches to her face. She has not been ready to talk about the facial injury until now. She says there's been a lot of uncertainty as to how things will end up. It's crazy how a freak random accident can change your life, she says. She will spare us the gruesome details of the November 10th episode when she tripped and fell on stairs outside her home.
Well, we're
she all says she doesn't risk. Quite look the same. She says, I want you all to understand why I might look a little bit different. So, yeah, she says she's working on recovering, but she's still not showing her face.
What if all of a sudden the new Carrie Underwood is revealed, and she looks like, who was the girl in Dirty Dancing?
Jennifer Grey. Yeah, like old Jennifer Grey when she was cute?
Or the or new one.
Jennifer Grey.
I don't know.
Again, don't mess with it. It's fine.
Oh, you want it to look like some sort of like pirate scar?
The music of the night. Some sort of Phantom of the Grand Old Opry. That's what I'm waiting for. Have her living up in the rafters? I think that's going to be marvelous. I'm here for it is what I'm saying. I'm shipping it. I want it so bad.
A scar and a third nipple.
That's too much. You just ruined it. Why can't you just leave well enough alone?
Well, isn't she the one who's got the third nipple?
I'd never had heard that. For real?
Yes.
Carrie
Why would
Underwood,
I make that up?
Carrie Underwood has three nipples.
From her mouth, not mine.
This is news to me.
How did you miss that?
I've never heard of this. That she has three nipples.
Yes. One for slow dancing.
That's... No. Wow, Carrie Underwood has an extra nipple.
Well,
I never knew this.
I'm just here to report. Fair and balanced, please.
Where does it? Where is it?
Huh?
Where? It's on her back? Where is it?
No, it's not.
For real? She has a third nipple. Wow.
Very eye-opening.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
We report, you decide.
Number two, there's an interesting article in the New York Post that confirms something that I think every year. I have always wondered this, and I finally got some confirmation. These people who go to Times Square, and every year I watch it, I think, what?
What the worst time ever.
Just miserable, right?
Stand there,
yeah.
for, I don't know, well over 12 hours or whatever it is.
Yes, no, they get there at 8 o'clock in the morning most of them.
And do nothing.
Yes.
You don't get to party.
No. No.
You can't. You can't.
Well, there was a time when maybe a little partying was going on, but that area is on full lockdown.
Do you even want to bring like hot cocoa?
No.
Because then you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, this was my suspicion, and it has been confirmed.
Catheters.
Adult diapers is what a lot of them use.
Yeah.
Because you would have to, right?
No, I don't get that.
Yeah. A lot of them wear adult diapers while they're there. Again, it was 9 degrees at midnight.
Although you are all bundled up.
Yeah, but just you're standing outside to see. I don't know that seeing it in person is any better than seeing it on television.
No.
Well, I'll say no. Seeing it on television is much better because you're warm. And you can walk around.
And CNN now has something of a tradition where they throw someone on the pot bus?
Well, that's another thing, too. CNN has this thing now where...
It's just a free-for-all.
Now, they can't have Kathy Griffin. But now, every year, Don Lemon just gets drunker and drunker.
Oh, he did again?
Oh, God, he was a disaster.
Oh, he was,
And this is the thing. If you want us to take you seriously, right. Like, listen, I like to have fun on New Year's Eve.
Do it in private.
I'm not a news person.
No, you are not.
So, the anchor people, like, I get it that they like to have fun. Do it off camera.
You would think.
Right?
Yes.
One night a year, we let everyone on the channel just get high as a kite and
you
drunk
get to
as
watch
a skunk.
It.
No. No, that's not... That's not what we want. What are you doing?
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, who was on the pot bus this year? Was it that...
A very delightful Randy something.
Randy, not... what is her name? Randy K?
Randy Johnson, the big unit.
No, it's legal. It was legal where
she
was.
Yeah, she was in Colorado.
Yeah, so she was smoking. Randy K having hits there on the pot bus.
Put on a bong mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, here we go.
Human interest.
At one point, Randy K says, while she's driving around on the pot bus in Denver, where, by the way, it's legal. Like, I dig it. I think it's great that Randy K wants to smoke up. I think that's fantastic. I'm here for it. I'm shipping it so hard, Darren. But she's supposed to be the person who tells us what's going on with a certain degree of sobriety, right? Like, if her job is to tell us the news, I don't know how this helps us.
Crack, smack, uppers, downers, outers, inners, horse tranquilizers, cow paralyzers, blue bombers, green goofers, yellow submarines, LSD Mach 3, and trace amounts of human urine.
Is that what Don Lemon was on?
At one point, Randy K says during the live shot, she says, quote, "I'm trying to remember where we are. Where am I?" Wow.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's all legal. It's all legal in Denver. Check out this live picture of her, though.
Uh-huh.
She's just having the time of her life.
You could do that with anybody.
Well,
you can freeze frame anybody and make them look a little goofy. Unless, of course, she was like that for a minute straight.
That's just... I don't understand why the people who are supposed to be telling us what's going on in the world feel the need to just one day a year act like jackasses.
We might need to call this one off, too.
Number three.
New Year's Eve might be something else we need to put to bed.
What did you do? How did you ring in the new year?
Did
you go to bed before midnight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it, though.
Oh, okay.
I heard...
Were you in town for it, or were you away?
Yes, no, I was in town.
Okay.
Heard it, and one of our dogs that typically doesn't have a problem with fireworks was having a little problem with fireworks.
We didn't have any fireworks here. And I had a bunch of fireworks that I had saved from the 4th of July.
Sure.
Because I knew there was going to be that two-hour window.
You had that window.
I'm not going out in the cold for fireworks.
See, I'm guessing that probably put a little bit of a kibosh on the fireworks
situation. It's negative 10.
Yes. I'm not even sure these are going to fire.
Yeah.
Well, and if they don't...
Oh, no, they'll fire just fine.
But if they don't,
yeah,
I'm not going to go chase it.
No, thanks.
I can't go chase it.
But pass on that.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to have to sit on them until 4th of July again.
Yes, you do.
They go back in the box.
Put them back in the box.
Mm-hmm. Back in the box. Okay, number three, scientists are saying they think chocolate will go extinct by the year 2050. So, enjoy chocolate while you can. This is according to scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Can you imagine the person who is the wrong person to get this information? If this is a license
Jing dong,
jing dong.
Gather ye cocoa plants while ye may.
Right.
Yeah, they say that these cocoa plants are likely to go extinct as early as the year 2050 due to climate change.
People will have no idea what chocolate-covered bananas in honey were.
I've never heard of that. That's
chocolate-covered bananas?
In honey?
I went a little too far with the honey. But the chocolate-covered bananas are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And redheads.
Now, the people at Mars, you know, they make Twix and Snickers.
Not the planet.
They say that they're working with the people at the University of California on a new method for growing and harvesting cocoa that may save the crops. But for right now, it's not looking good.
It does not look
good.
Most
of the world's chocolate comes from West Africa, and the plants thrive in the rainforests there. But over the next 40 years, they say, the rising temperatures will push the cocoa farms up into the mountains to areas that are either unsuitable for cultivation or already reserved as wildlife preserves. At some point, we're going to have to make a choice. Do you want chocolate or gorillas?
Let me ask you this.
Gorillas, yes.
Why is everyone going out of their mind saying that this new Star Wars movie mm-hmm. is the worst thing ever and it's ruined the franchise?
I can't answer that question. It isn't the worst thing ever. It hasn't.
Then why is everyone making such a
because
big deal this, out of
because
this.
We live in a world where everyone likes to bitch and moan just to hear their own voice. Because we live in a world filled with desperately lonely know nothings who just want to piss and moan about everything. That's the answer. Want the answer?
What's wrong
Give
with
me the
movie?
Answer. Not the, it's a little bit different. It's unorthodox.
It's unorthodox in that it's darker.
No, it's just.
It's non-linear.
The problem with the movie is, it's not the movie everyone expected to see.
Oh.
So when they do a movie, the last movie, which was just a reboot of the first one.
Numbers.
And everyone goes, well, gee, that was just the same movie.
Uh-huh.
So then this guy's like, all right, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff.
You didn't curveball.
I'm going to do a bunch of curveballs you're not going to see coming. And it's like, well, I didn't like that. It's ridiculous.
Now, is this guy on board for the next one?
Well, no. J.J. Abrams is doing the next one, but this guy's on board. He's going to be getting three new movies that are unrelated to anything else.
Oh.
So, like, it has nothing to do with Luke Skywalker and his family. It'll take place in another part of the galaxy, somewhere we've never been. I don't know how that's going to go. I know that this Han Solo movie that comes out later this year is, they're already bracing us, saying, this thing is going to be really bad.
Really?
Yeah. That this thing was so screwed up.
So is there a point where
mm-hmm.
they could ruin it for you?
They're silly movies. It's fun fantasy movies. It's a children's movie. That's not children. That's not entirely true. But I enjoy the movies. They're fun to watch. But they're not really that important to me. Does that make sense? Okay, he's looking around, and we're in a studio that has my vintage figures, a giant Millennium Falcon, and some posters.
A real-life Millennium Falcon.
Well, it's
I could get in that thing.
I
could ride around the...
It's two-dimensional, Darren. You couldn't get into it.
I could ride around the neighborhood in that thing.
I've had
cars that are smaller than that.
I enjoy Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
It is not important to me. If they said we're not making any more Star Wars movies ever, I'd be fine with that. I just enjoyed the ones that I saw.
Uh-huh.
This movie,
there's not a chance that they could ruin it. They could ruin everything. It's like, oh, you know what? You just, somehow, you've now ruined 40 years of it.
No. And that's a problem I have with a lot of people that want to bitch and moan about the prequels, which are bad. But the prequels, it's like this, Darren. Steel Wheels, is that the best Rolling Stone record? Do you like Steel Wheels by the Rolling Stones?
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. How about Dirty Work?
I didn't spend a lot of time with Dirty
Work. Okay, so Dirty Work.
But you're
Dirty Work's not a good Stones record, right?
Probably not.
That doesn't make Exile on Main Street a bad record. You can enjoy. I mean, let me ask you this.
I got it. I understand what you're saying.
Right. Did Magical Mystery Tour ruin the Beatles for you and you can't listen to any other stuff?
That album's a monster. What are you talking about?
Monster. Okay. My point is, you can enjoy them all, but if it's important to you, if you're the kind of person that, everything's ruined, just don't go see movies then. And yeah, no matter what you do.
So you didn't see anybody throwing a fit after the movie?
No, I went to two screenings. Everyone enjoyed it.
Okay.
When I saw it the first time, I liked it. I didn't love it. When I saw it the second time, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I don't know that I love it. I really liked it. I'll
visually
say really
very appealing.
There's a lot that's appealing. There's some things where you just go, oh, I don't know about that. But that's art, right? It's subjective.
Why is Shaq in this movie? The Diesel? Why? Kazam? And they're actually calling him Kazam?
If he shows up as Kazam, I might have an issue.
That might do it.
Four.
And Kenny the Jet Smith and Charles Barkley are with him.
McDonald's. Oh, brother. McDonald's is testing fresh beef in yet another test run. Get ready for the Arch Burger. They're testing this out in select
it's
markets.
It's got real Archie in it.
Oh, Archie! Boy, the way them French fries taste. Milkshakes went right to my waist. Get to Mickey D's with haste. McDonald's is testing the use of fresh beef in yet another hamburger. They're calling it the Arch Burger. They're testing it in 7 different restaurants in the Tulsa, Oklahoma market right now. They did tests recently like this for fresh beef quarter pounders. And this is the year 2018 where they will be rolling out fresh beef in most of their restaurants. Instead of the frozen beef, they'll be doing fresh beef. That's happening later on this year.
That will not affect the McRib.
No. But did the McRib ever come back?
Sure it did. It was here.
Missed out.
I think I missed out, too.
No, wait. I think I did one. I did have one.
Yeah, because you said you ate it, like, in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did.
Put it in sideways.
Mm-hmm. Fresh beef, a big change for McDonald's. They've been using frozen patties for more than 40 years. The Arch Burger, some industry insiders are saying, means that McDonald's could be open to using fresh beef on even more menu items. So they'll have the fresh beef quarter pounders are rolling out this year.
Right.
Maybe the hamburger sandwiches themselves will be made with fresh beef and not frozen.
Once they open that door, not go ahead and slap it on that bun? We're using fresh beef in the filet of fish now, friends.
Of course. It's a game changer.
Five.
Number five.
Oh, we call this a little surf and turf. Can you get the surf and turf? That's not bad.
It's not bad. Finally, number five, Spotify has been hit with a $1.6 billion copyright lawsuit. Apparently, they were playing music by artists and they didn't have the rights to play it.
$1.6 billion.
Million with a B, yes. The licensee of songs such as Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, Light My Fire by The Doors, Stevie Nicks songs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They say Spotify failed to get a direct or compulsory license from them. And now they want $1.6 billion. That's a bamillion.
And everyone who's ever used Spotify, you're going to jail.
Spotify is going to be listed on the stock market later this year. And it has a valuation, they say, of at least $19 billion.
Minus $1.6 billion.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay that off the top. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Get yourself a spiced chai latte. It's delicious at East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Ooh, that's a resolution for 2018. Become a patron on Podbean and also make sure that, let's just say this. Let's put it this way.
Yes, please.
Let's put it this way.
Yes.
That the podcast is also brought to you by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Hail Danimal!
Yes, our champion!
Hail Danimal!
Yes!
Who is our champion, has bragging rights for mm-hmm. Cover 5, and also will be getting that $50 gift certificate from Capriati's. Actually, a gift card from Capriati's. You can get one as well. Make sure that you turn your favorite sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and don't forget their soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Timpani.
Nice.
Well, we've got some patrons to recognize.
Excellent.
Want to say thank you to Keystone Smooth, who's pledging at the $3 a month level. Thank you, yes, Keystone thank you, Smooth. Keystone. Also want to thank HawkFan24 and LindsayJoe77. My goodness. HawkFan24, the $6 a month level. And LindsayJoe, $3 a month. Also, I think that's it for the timpanis.
Excellent.
Hey, guess who's back in the news? I'm gonna read you this name, and I wonder if you remember this guy. Sherwin Shayegan. Does that name ring any bells?
Sherwin?
He's sort of infamous around
That's not the guy who shot Versace.
No.
That was Kananen.
Tony Kananen. No, wait, that's an F1 driver.
Yeah, that's Tony Kananen.
He's a true gentleman. Sherwin Shayegan. He had a hijinks that he pulled here in the Quad Cities. Pretty well famous throughout the upper Midwest.
Is that a.k.a. Jen Winters?
No. Sherwin Shayegan is a.k.a. the piggyback bandit. Remember that weirdo that would just jump on high school kids' backs?
What specifically. What is that, 3 or 4 years out?
Longer than that. We were doing old-timey when this guy was in the news. The piggyback bandit arrested again, this time accused of assaulting a teenage boy at Newark Airport on Friday.
I'm guessing he's probably a little heavier, too.
Walked up to a 14-year-old boy standing at the airport's luggage carousel, rubbed his shoulders and back before handing him an envelope containing $10 and a note that said, "This is money for letting me give you a massage. Thank you." There's also some alarming material in the envelope, but cops won't say what the alarming material is.
Yeah. No, in this climate, you can't do that.
The cops tracked him down to a hotel near the airport, finding similar envelopes with the names of various U.S. airports scribbled on them in his room, all of them containing $10 bills and disturbing notes.
What does he do for a living?
I don't know. How is he able to pay for it? That's a good question. This guy has been all around the upper Midwest and the country, really.
Did he pull that in Quad Cities?
Yeah, he did it at a Davenport North game. Wasn't it?
Was it?
Or was it a Central game? It was in Davenport. I know that part. This guy's MO is he goes to basketball, hockey, soccer, football games, and then he gets on kids' backs and gets piggyback rides. He would either ask for piggyback rides, attempt to pay for piggybacks, or he would simply just jump on kids. Now, again, he's 5'8" and 240 pounds.
Beefy.
The fascination with piggyback rides started.
You're gonna break my little high school back.
When he was the manager of the football team. And he started to get piggybacks.
Like,
that's when the whole thing started.
He would wait until it was like the team had won or there's some sort of exciting moment in the game when people are jumping up and down and everything's and like, I'll just jump on your back.
Then he runs out. And he's been banned from all Minnesota State High School League games.
And most Alabama malls.
You know what? I don't think that's level of... I don't know that he's been banned from Alabama malls. Probably should be. Earlier this month, he showed up at a basketball high school tournament in Spokane, Washington.
How does he get around?
I don't know. Does he have weirdos funding him? This is what this guy does. He travels the country and jumps on teenage boys' backs. I guess the larger question is, like, why hasn't he been locked up?
He's never been, like, he never got on the wrong guy's back and just got, like, body slammed to the ground? Can't you see that happening?
I would, yeah.
That you jump on the back of a football player or a wrestler or something? Maybe a wrestler? And he's just think, like, no, you're going down and you're going down hard.
Yeah, no, this is, you're getting.
I'm going to bust your melon.
He got arrested at the Schnucks.
Oh,
when he was in town, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's walking around in a this is from a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But
we'll call it unusual behavior during high school and college basketball games from coast to coast has landed him the nickname the Piggyback Bandit.
Because he's known for jumping on the backs of players. The Piggyback Bandit is actually banned now in 5 states, and this week he popped up in the Quad Cities. Here's News 8's Angie Sharp.
Sherwin Shayegan's hopping history goes back several years, starting in his hometown of Washington State. But his latest piggyback attack...
Hometown of Washington State? Isn't that just kind of lazy?
Yeah, that's not good writing, Angie. I don't know what to tell you.
His hometown of planet Earth. What is that?
That's not good writing.
You might want to dig a little deeper than that.
On the hardwood of the Blackhawk Braves. During Friday's practice, Coach Darren Bizzari took us back to their game on Tuesday when he said he saw Shea again helping the visiting team.
Nothing probably would have been said until after the game. We had an incident where...
He said he wanted to take a picture with me, and I was like, okay, that's fine. He took me in front of the door, and then he said for the picture that he wanted to get on my back. And I was like, okay, that's fine, I guess.
He actually knocked on the door to the officials' locker room, made a derogatory comment to them, and then ran out.
And I was like, oh, man. So I was like, you got to get off my back. So as soon as he got off my back, he had took off running outside. And then after that, I don't know.
Bettendorf Police Captain Keith Kimball says Shagan's bizarre behavior continued at this bar in Bettendorf on Wednesday.
Muddy Waters.
Then to a nearby casino and hotel
where he
tried to get a room.
Yeah. He doesn't drive or have a vehicle, just gets on buses and travels the United States.
Shagan's last stops before jail were right here in the Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf on Thursday. Police say he was asking for food and money at this McDonald's, then walked over here to Schnucks. Officers responded here just before 5 o'clock on reports that Shagan was yelling at employees, trying to steal a customer's food, and kept coming back after being told to leave by a manager several times.
Okay, this guy needs to just be locked up. Right? You get him off the streets. We can't have this. What are you doing?
He's trying to get away with more in an afternoon than I've tried to get away with an entire lifetime.
You know, I had that thought, too, where it's like, as mad as I am about this guy.
Boy, I really miss my calling.
He gets it done. You know, I try to put together a list every day of the stuff I want to get done. I don't get it all done.
No.
This guy gets it done. Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2018 will be chosen on February 3rd.
That has not been decided yet.
There are 15 modern era finalists. Two players in the first year of eligibility, as well as players who have been finalists before. The finalists this year are Steve Atwater, Tony Boselli, Isaac Bruce,
Isaac Hayes,
Brian Dawkins, Steve Hutchinson, Joe Jacoby, Edgerrin James, is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
Ty Law, Ray Lewis, John Lynch, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Brian Urlacher. There's more, but that's a hell of a class.
Yeah, but they only going to pick like 3 or 4.
Is that what they do? They don't let everyone in?
They don't let everybody in, I don't think.
Hmm.
I could be wrong about that.
Well, Edgerrin, I don't think Edgerrin James gets in. I'm just no. going to go. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it.
No, some of these people are just basically in the Hall of the Very Good,
which is not bad.
Which is not bad.
Not a bad place to be.
They should actually have that, though.
We should do it here. The Quad
Cities.
This is where the first ever NFL football game happened. And by the way, we won. The Rock Island Independents won the first ever NFL football game. It was held here in the Quad Cities. If someone were smart, they'd get the money together for the NFL Hall of the Very Good. And it could be a thing every year where they come. We recognize these players. We have a nice little parade
Maybe
for them.
Maybe I talk to Heller. I mean, it's
no, because I don't want a roller coaster going through the Hall of the Very Good.
Why not?
I want it to be taken somewhat seriously.
But enjoy it, kids.
The Quad City says the Hall NFL Football Hall of the Very Good.
Well, it wouldn't have to be just the NFL Hall of the Very Good. We could have the Baseball Hall of the Very Good in there, too.
Now, see, this is why I don't want you... No, because the NFL first game was here. It's got to be for the NFL.
Just the NFL.
It's not, yes, it's not the Hall of Fame for everything.
What does our jacket look like? It's not the gold jacket.
It's green, like a John Deere tractor.
I like that. Although, I was thinking, but not the Masters. The Masters has a green jacket.
Yeah, well, no one's going to be golfing.
We can't tie in some sort of golf outing with?
Maybe we do it the week of the Classic, and then these very good guys could be part of the Pro-Am.
Now, here's the thing. Once you accept entrance into the Hall of the Very Good,
yes,
you cannot go into the Hall of Fame.
You have to renounce any
renounce
eligibility.
You have to there's a list of things we want you to renounce.
Yes. You cannot. I like this idea a lot. Quad Cities, home, the NFL home of the Hall of the Very Good.
Very good.
Yes. It's very, you
are a very good player.
You know what? You were very good.
You're not a Hall of Famer.
No. You don't go to the Hall of Fame. But you're still recognized.
Sure.
Right? Roger Craig, is he in the Hall of Fame?
I could see him getting into the Hall of Fame, yes. But if he doesn't, he's our first one in the Hall of the Very Good.
He's not currently in the
Hall of Fame, I don't believe.
So there you go.
There's your
first inductee.
Yeah, Roger.
Roger Craig, Hall of the Very... Now, he's in the 49ers Hall of Fame.
That doesn't count.
NFC Player of the Year. He's in the NFL All-Decade Team. People like that go into the Hall of the Very Good.
Yes. And we're talking very good players.
Very good.
Yes.
Not just good.
Very good.
You were very good. Welcome to the Hall of the Very Good.
If you went to the Hall of the Good, that's, you just go out to, like, Cambridge, Illinois.
Yeah, no, we can't be bothered with that.
No, we're the Hall of the Very Good.
No, you don't make the Hall of Fame, but you're about as famous as the Quad Cities is. You know? Most Americans...
You're about as good as the...
most Americans... I don't know what the Quad Cities is.
No, they
don't. Have no idea where we are.
What are you talking about?
So it
Most
makes sense that
we've never heard of the Mississippi River.
It's true. Yesterday on Ellen DeGeneres, the game show, the question was, name a state that ends with the letter A.
My hometown.
And a woman answered, Oregon.
Hmm.
This is on national television. I don't know.
There's a lot of pressure when you're on national television to react.
Not for the people in the Hall of the Very Good. They did very well on Sundays.
Repeatedly.
Sometimes on Mondays.
Repeatedly.
We're back on Friday with another show, right?
We are back on Friday. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more. How about the Italian sausage? Premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Doesn't that sound delicious? Add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers. Or the grilled Italian. Like it hot? They're flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions as well. Get all these delicious sandwiches at Capriati Sandwich Shop. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and the freshest ingredients guaranteed. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And again, congratulations to Danimal, who is the champion of the Cover 5 season for 2017. And will be enjoying...
I was in first place for a little bit on that last day.
For a little bit! Not many!
I text Darren. I go, I don't know if this is going to happen. And Darren goes, I'm watching. I am watching, David.
No, I was watching. And it was one of those things where it's like... It was like almost like on election nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just, there's just too many votes left in Broward County. I just don't see how he pulls it out.
If I take the Niners,
yeah,
you win. I get that sandwich.
I know,
but
I know.
I didn't think Jimmy. I thought it was a fluke.
Apparently, he's not.
And what does Marvin Lewis have to do to get fired? How is what goes on?
He doesn't know.
Because did somebody ask him? What do you have to do to get fired? He's like, I don't know, man.
Don't ask me because I don't get fired. He just got a 2-year extension.
Something else.
And he's not even, I don't even know if I want to do this. Mm-hmm. How about 2 years? All right.
2 years will work, I guess. Thanks for listening, everyone. We are back on Friday. Until then, hang loose, kooks. Try to stay warm out there.
Yeah, stay warm. Don't fall. And you stay classy, Quad Cities. Hashtag me out.
Cities representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Good day to you. We're done.